This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
Now, Gil Taylor is our court reporter. I'm going to go to him very, very quickly. He's at the Sydney Siege Inquest. We've got about 2 minutes, Gil. Tell me what's happened this morning, please.
Well, Ray, the triple O call that Tory Johnson had to make, instructed by gunman Man Monis, has been played to the inquest to relay a message to the operator from Man Monis. I'll just play you a few seconds of it, Ray.
Well, Australia is under attack by Islamic State. There are three bombs in three different locations.
Ray, that is a very calm and brave Tory Johnson, and at the same time getting instructions from Man Monis during that deadly Martin Place siege, as it turned out to be, instructing staff to close the cafe, dealing with the operator, and also, as we now know, Man Monis, who eventually pulled that shotgun out of his bag and threatened Tory Johnson with it and eventually killed him. So he's been praised at this inquest, Ray, for the way he handled that triple O call.
And, of course, our best wishes and thoughts with his family who have to relive this horror again, as does the family of Katrina Dawson as well. Thanks for that, Gil.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. And it's in the public interest, obviously, but not in the family's interest. And it sent a shiver down my spine because while I was on air for that 9 hours on that day in December covering that story, I received calls off air from someone I believe to be Tory, explaining what they were being subjected to. Man Monis wanted me to go on air and make an announcement about the Prime Minister being required to go to the Lint Cafe in Martin Place. I immediately called the police commissioner on his mobile phone. I spoke to the police commissioner in the presence of the Premier, asked him what I should do, and they said we would very strongly advise against you broadcasting any details of conversations you've had. So I did exactly what I was told. They then sent a negotiator into the studio to deal with any subsequent calls. We took in total, I think, about 6 or 7 calls from Tory and other people inside the cafe at the time. And the negotiator dealt with those. At the time, the people thought they were talking to me off air. They were talking to the negotiator. But it's without doubt, and this is not meant to in any way distract from the enormity of what happened to those families. It's the most distressing day I've ever spent on radio, having to deal with that and being absolutely terrified that I was going to do or say the wrong thing that could put people at risk. Just horrific. And it gets no less horrific further down the track for the families of Tory Johnson and Katrina Dawson and all those other people that were inside the Lint Cafe on that dreadful, dreadful day.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.